with the open encouragement of preachers and right-wing talk show personalities, and the overall dumbing down of the motherfucking dumbasses in the first place, we began to see more and more of the world's wealth flowing into the arms of the rich elite, leaving the poor without any meat, no shoes on their knobby little feet. And yet, they blamed the people trying to rescue them from this plight, and fought them with all their might. Don't seem fair, but that's the way it goes when you got the money to make people know what you want them to know. It is so. So, here at the Palace of Prince Prospero, we have meats and dishes and creams and things and wine and fine stuff beyond belief. Whilst the people for so long have been suffering so much, so that these rich fucks can have such a touch with the wonderful hams and the blueberry jams, the lemon cakes, fresh fruit, even human meat was on display for all to eat who would want to go that way, because these evil fucking rich elite treat people like meat, and in fact they sometimes eat a woman of fine looks who they've fucked now will be cooked, bleed all but the head, kick that over the side to the fucking parents, laugh at their fucking pain, you know how that goes. Of course the plague would never have stirred if it had not been for conspiracy theorists who encouraged the poor elite to not get those injections, which they called death sentences, lethal injections over a period of time to kill off 90% of the poor to make the world fine for the rich elite. They might have been right. That may very well have been where the yellow fever delirium came from in the first place and caused all those sad yellow faces to twist and scream in the night to wake the haunted few left alive without the madness and the plight. Watching the world die all around them, it's not good when the world moves on. But the rich elite have a fine trimmed lawn.